This now is the overall sermon for the first Sunday in 2018, January 7th, 2018. Conducted by Robert Rawson at the Crockett Church of Christ. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, but to love mercy, do justly, walk humbly before thy God. This chapter in the book of Micah, Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, reproves and threatens. The manner of raising the attention by calling on man to urge his plea in the face of all nature, and in reference to the expectations of Jehovah God, is the awakening of him to say, O man, he hath showed thee what is good. What is good is in reference to God's way and God's will. The concept in mind is to be a person who follows the way of the Lord, and the Lord has delivered them from Egypt. He says in verse 4, I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Remember now that Balak, the king of Moab, consulted against them. And he says regarding this, that they may know the righteousness, wherewith shall I come before the Lord, bow myself before the high God. Shall I come before him with burnt offerings? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams? And in reference to this matter, he says, He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. To do justly, to give it all your due, to walk humbly with thy God, to be a person who follows the Lord's way and recognizes his will to be done in our lives. To love mercy, to be a person of kindness and mercy and benevolence, to be a thoughtful individual of the needs of others round about us, to be a thoughtful individual as to the background of those who we come to know, and to give it our all to love them and care for them and enjoy them. And in this new year, we find ourselves with the opportunity to love mercy, do justly, and walk humbly before our God. As we walk humbly before our God, we find ourselves appreciating the prophets of God and how they predicted a new covenant to come. In reference to Jeremiah's day and time, he talked about that in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, the house of Judah. I will make it according not to the way of the former ways, but I will write this covenant in their heart. I won't write it on tables of stone. I won't be going back to that old law system. I will make a new testament for them. As a result, they were to be people who followed his way, humbly admitting that God's way was being developed and helping mankind, helping them toward what Paul will write about is eternal life, eternal hope, the way of the Lord. Thus Paul would say regarding his life in Galatians 2 and verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet 'tis not I, but Christ who liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and who died or gave himself for me. Yes, it is the case that the Lord loves us and cares for us and has taught us what is good. As we are taught what is good, we are taught to love mercy, do justly, and walk humbly with thy God. Micah 6 and verse 8 is a beautiful verse to set forth for us the responsibilities that we have to the Lord from day to day. Who goes on to upbraid the people for their charge of injustice and idolatry? It was ascribed the want of success in their lawful undertakings. This God of heaven shows them his mercy toward them and his care of leadership and guidance toward them. As a result, they become people who can follow the right teachings of the Lord and the righteousness of the Lord in every day. Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown were tremendous students years gone by. Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown wrote the commentary critical an explanation of the whole Bible. as a result of Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown's work, there were many people who brought themselves to Bible studies and deeper studies in awareness. They noted regarding this passage in Micah 6 and verse 8, He, Jehovah, has showed thee long, long ago, so that they needed not to ask questions. It was not as though they had never heard what is good, the good things to come under Messiah, of which the law had the shadow. The Mosaic sacrifices were a suggestion of that which was to come, a better sacrifice. And the Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews 9, verse 23, indeed, there is a better sacrifice. Hebrews 10, verse 1, than the animals that were offered under the old covenant system. Here was the blood of the sinless Son of God. They were to show themselves and remind themselves of what was good. More than this, they were to walk justly. They were to be people who walked doing the right thing, seeking the right thing. It's right to help to the needs of others round about us when they're in need. It's right for us to teach the truth rather than error and falsehoods. It's right for us to choose a means which God says is a holy means and a way of righteousness to do a good cause. We're to be people who walk justly. We're to be people who do justly as we do our way of life. And we're to walk humbly with our God. Judgment and mercy and faith, as is described by the Lord Himself, is summed up in all these moral climbs. Jesus Himself was the epitome of justice, as He had judgment, mercy, and faith toward God. Yes, the Lord cares for us, and He walks with our way, and He wants to be a person who cares for us as we walk the way of God in example to others. Walking humbly with God finds ourselves walking with God, yet being humble enough to appreciate the various changes the prophets predicted would come, the various changes that did come in the ministry of Jesus, and the various work that was being done in a new way of life, which Paul writes in Romans chapter 6. Know ye not that so many of us as were buried with Him by baptism into His death were raised to walk in newness of life? Therefore, if we've been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not be enslaved or serve the ways of sin. As Paul writes about this new way of life beginning at one's baptism into Christ, it is a joy to see that there is a great hope of the soul. And indeed, God has showed thee what is good. He has showed thee how that there is goodness to be done. And He showed thee to love mercy, to walk justly, and to walk humbly with thy God. So it is that you and I can be people who follow the righteous way of God. We can be people who hear and who do what His will says. God asked a question there in Micah 6 at verse 11. Shall I count them pure? Talking about those who bring themselves forward with God. Shall I count them pure who find themselves with wicked balances and who cannot be pure and who cannot deal with themselves in a purified manner? Can I be innocent with the wicked balances in my hand? And Jehovah explains, no, this is not the way. This is not to pretend a way of life. This is to literally show that there's purity involved with a true set of balances, a true way of activity, a true way of worship, a true way of service from day to day. God said regarding this matter in Micah 6 and at verse 14, do not be a person who is eating and not satisfied. Thy casting down shall be in the midst of thee. Thou hast cast down not merely on my borders, but the midst of thee. Thy cities and the temple being overthrown. These things occurred because you left me. You did not follow my right way. Thou shalt take hold and not be delivered. It is the case that you sow and you do not reap. the way that you would walk would be the walk in their counsels instead of my counsel, their desolation rather than my strength, and their sins rather than my reproaches of the people. This is the right thing of the Lord for us to follow. Love mercy, do justly, walk humbly before thy God, just as much as those people of that day and time, 750 years before Christ, in the days of Micah the prophet, as he predicted for them. This is what God's teaching, and this is how they're to behave. Thus, as we preach this lesson today, and we find ourselves looking at God in his right way for the new year, we look now for a moment back to the past year. Dr. Phil notes to you and me that the best way to predict future behavior is to look at past behavior. And as we look at past behavior, do we not see that in the past behavior there is a sadness about our failure to follow God's way? Let us be people, therefore, who attend to the idea of being humbly before God, seeking his way of peace, seeking his way of truth, seeking his way of justice and honor. These are the kind of things that we would have to build our own lives and build our nation and build the ways in which we find ourselves asking God's favor upon everything that we do. May I ask of you today to consider further how you behave in the future? Would it be according to the ways that you behaved in the past? Or would it be that you have a new way of walk, because you have taken the principles of Micah 6 and verse 8 to heart? He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. Now, love mercy, do justly, and walk humbly before thy God.